On Air with JT. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. This is a JT exclusive interview.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT, pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT.
How's it going, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT, and I have a very exclusive interview with Austin Stale, lead singer of Creature Canyon. How are you doing today, Austin?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for taking the time to come on the show. Like I said, like before we went on the air, you know, I was talking to Joey, and you know, he sent me your music, and I, you know, checked out the latest album, you know, Remarks, and I literally listened to the full album. It's really fucking good. Like, I didn't know what to expect, but, and I'm not just saying this just, you know, just to tell you, like, I'm literally, like, it's really good. Like, I'm like, you guys should be really proud of yourselves. Like, you guys put out a really good project.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, it took us, you know, a little bit around 2 years to do this, finish this album, you know, and a lot obviously happened throughout our lives in the world. So, you know, it's finally nice to actually have it be out to everyone to hear it and us to go play it live, you know, because it definitely was a big piece of our life.
Yeah, definitely. I can only imagine. So how old are you right now?
I'm 29.
29. Okay. All right. Yeah, I just turned 29 yesterday. So
happy birthday, dude.
Thanks, man. I feel the pain of almost hitting the 30s.
my birthday is in May, so I'm dragging and scratching my feet to make it to that 30s, but it's coming quick.
Yeah, I know. So when did you like start getting into music? When did you at least like, you know, professionally start being a musician?
Oh man, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I know I started playing guitar when I was 12, but I definitely wasn't a pro then. But I mean, you know, it took a good amount of time, just kind of me playing guitar and just kind of working on little lyrics and melodies for years, at least 10 years, just like, you know, kind of just like on the down low, like on like kind of low key. And then and then starting to perform with bands, and then like discovering the art of recording, you know, because growing up, like we had laptops and people had Pro Tools or Logic, and I was like really fascinated with that. And then to start like one of the big pieces of like of it all of it is just like me getting a laptop when I was younger, because then it was like I could like start recording myself, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And that was a big like piece of me learning how to produce music and just like kind of write and piece together everything. So that was a huge piece. But yeah, I've been, you know, woodshopping and workshopping music for a while. And then, so yeah, I mean, it's been almost, you know, 17 years since I started really like kind of like directing like my life towards like doing music.
Yeah.
I don't know when that became professional, but yeah. Somewhere along the line, we started getting more pro.
It's a good amount of time. And you mentioned about just, you know, early on days, just, you know, learning how to write and produce and Logic and all that. Like, what were some of artists or bands that were early influences that, like, made you say to yourself, like, okay, this is what I want to do with my life. This is how my life is going to go.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of different type of artists. I mean, growing up, like, I really liked Beatles and Rolling Stones and Prince and Rick James and stuff. So I remember my dad took me to a Rolling Stones concert in LA at the Hollywood Bowl when I was like 12. And I was like, wow, like this is, it was definitely like, it like all my senses were like really triggered to like, this is like so new and different. And I'm like, what is this? So I was like very super curious. I think had a lot of curiosity. And then, I mean, just all different types of bands. I remember MGMT was a big band. And when I was growing up, that I was really like obsessed with,
they're great.
Then we ended up like going to one of their shows and like meeting them, and I was like, man, I just like I really loved the music they were making.
Yeah.
And then MGMT, like Cage the Elephant too, like when I was growing up, like middle school, or it was like high school, but like bands like that was just like, man, like, you know, I can kind of write stuff like that, and just kind of kept trying to do stuff like that. And they were definitely like influencing like the rock and the like synth stuff like that I wanted to try to do and stuff like that. So, you know, there's the classics, and then there's the more like current, you know, like ones that were like kind of like when I was older, obviously not like grown up when I was a kid, but things like that that like really inspired me and still do today.
Yeah, definitely. So you guys are San Diego based, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you originally from California?
Oh yeah, I'm from San Diego.
Okay. Oh, I see. All right, great. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I plan on moving back to California within like the next year. I plan on moving to LA, but I was living in San Francisco, the Bay Area, last year. I love California.
Yeah, it's actually really, really beautiful weather right now. So it rained a lot like the last couple of weeks, but it's actually super gorgeous out here. You living in Boston?
I do, yeah. But is it true with like San Diego, like the weather is kind of like similar to like San Francisco, like it's kind of like that hoodie weather, like usually like 70 degrees? Or is that like,
I would say it's a little different. San Francisco gets kind of colder a lot easier because they're like a little bit northern and like they're on the bay generally. So I think San Diego gets more similar weather to like LA. Yeah, because San Francisco's in the Bay, so I spent a good amount of time there, and it's just like, on a whim, like, literally that fog can just start creeping up, and you're like, whoa, this happened quick, this escalated.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's funny that you said that.
Yeah, that's when you can get cold.
Yeah, definitely, because it's funny that you said that, because, you know, I live in Boston, and last week I actually went to San Francisco, and it was like colder some days in San Francisco than it was in Boston. I was like,
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, it's like the middle of California, or I guess it's a little bit northern than the middle, but it's like on the water, on the bay, and then the ocean. So it's like they've got some creepy fog out there, but it's a cool town. It's simply unique, and like it's kind of jam packed all together, kind of like New York, you know. And but we play up there like, you know, a good amount.
Have you guys performed in Boston or like the New England area yet?
We haven't yet, actually. We haven't yet. I have some friends that are from out there and stuff. But we did our first U.S. tour this past year, and We didn't make it to Boston. We did like Philly and New York and DC and stuff like that, but definitely want to get out to Boston on our next little run out there.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely be there. Definitely. So Austin, so you guys released Remarks. What are you guys currently working on any other music or anything that you can announce or?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely working on new music because we're eager to, obviously the Remarks album, like we put out, we spent a long time on it, but we're now eager, obviously, after we tour to work on new music and get new music out. So we're gonna be definitely releasing some new music, within the next handful of months. But we're super stoked on. We've just been writing and recording also, and then so yeah, there's definitely gonna be a lot of new music coming out this year as well.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear it. And you guys have some upcoming shows, right?
Yeah, we're going on tour on Tuesday. We're going
Awesome.
to Arizona, we're going to Tempe, we're going to New Mexico, and then we're going to do a few dates in Colorado. It's gonna be like a week tour, but yeah, we love Colorado, Arizona, and we're going out to New Mexico.
That's awesome. Yeah, if anyone's listening or watching, definitely go check them out. They can their website is creaturecanyonmusic.com. Austin, where can people follow you on social media?
Yeah, it's just Creature Canyon and the Instagram, Twitter, just Creature Canyon, all the TikTok and YouTube and all that stuff. It's pretty easy. Kind of we made our band name. We just kind of literally just like put it in the Google search engine. We're like, is this the only thing that comes up? And they're like, yeah.
It
So
works.
if you just
It's
said,
catchy.
yeah, if
Yeah.
you just kind of put it into Google and just hit Creature Canyon, you'll be able to find us on all the platforms and all that stuff. But yeah, it's pretty easy to find. Give us a follow and definitely, go check out our album, Remarks. We're really proud of it.
Definitely. Everyone go check it out. Austin, thank you so much, man. And I really, really appreciate you coming on the show. And I honestly wish you the best of success this year and keep killing it, man. It's only going to go up from here.
Cool, JT. Yeah, thanks for having me, man. And we'll definitely have to do it again. Maybe when we get out to Boston, man, we'll link up.
Yeah, I would love that. I appreciate it, Austin.
All right, man.
All right,
Thanks
take
a
care.
lot.
No problem, man.
All
Take
right.
care.
Later.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT, pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com.